Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good afternoon and happy Sunday. My name is Tony Gambone and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, coming to you live from, well, right outside of Houston, Texas, from the Tough Talk Radio Network studios. And super excited, as always, on Sundays when I'm able to do my shows. As a lot of you know, we used to do the show on Wednesday afternoons, but life got a little too busy in our business, so we moved it to Sundays. And what a great idea that was for me, because I'm able to just come on the show and just have the day to myself and be able to just focus on my show instead of what happened throughout my whole day on the job. So today's guest, as always, is a superstar. Her name is Tracy Seals, and we'll get with her in a second here. But she is part of an organization here locally in the Katy, Texas area, which is about 20 miles west of the city of Houston. And the organization is a nonprofit called Katy Christian Ministries. And she's actually their development director. But I'm excited for a few reasons. One is because this is a great organization. Two, my son, my youngest son, worked for them for probably 2 or 3 years as he was available through high school to make up pickups and stuff for donations for the organization. So this has been in our family for a little while. It's been in our community for a long time. And I can actually walk to it from where I live. So it's a very close and personal organization for us. We've seen how it has helped hundreds of people. And most importantly, back in the early part of 2008, all the way to the later part of 2012, through an illness that I experienced, I was able to get help through Katy Christian Ministries from the fact that we used to sell used books online because, well, as a lot of you know, that I wasn't able to work anymore, and my wife took care of me, and she was able to have an online bookstore, and we were able to buy books from this organization, Katy Christian Ministries, where people donated them. We were able to actually make money off of selling the books to be able to keep the lights on at our house. So this is a really big opportunity for me to give thanks back to Katy Christian Ministries. And for those of you who would like to know more about it, you can go to ktcm.org. Okay, that's the website, ktcm.org. Or just type in Katy Christian Ministries in the city of Katy. You don't have to live here to make a donation. So, but just to let you know, this is a great organization, and I'm super excited about Tracy Seals being a guest on our show today. Let's do a little housekeeping before we bring Tracy up. As a lot of you know, you can find us on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio Network or just Tony Gambone. We love connecting with people. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're on pretty much everything that's on social media. So just type in Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone and connect with us. We'd love to build relationships with others and bring them on the show. If you're someone that is experiencing some of God's super strength, or maybe you're going through some darkness and you need a little reminder of how strong the Lord is in that period of time and how to lean on Him, or maybe you're looking to serve in your community and have questions, you can always call into the show, 347-989-1363. Press 1 to connect with the host, or you can email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, or you could just go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and register to be a guest on the show and explain what's going on in your world and how the Lord is serving you and how you might enlighten others to take their journey a little differently instead of maybe seeing it as darkness, as maybe seeing it as a way to build strength and build relationship and build faith with the Lord. So once again, you can email me info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about this week first. It's funny, serving in the community is what our show title is, and I often wonder how many people do serve in the community. I know when things are going well, everybody's ready to serve in the community, don't know if they do. When things are not going well, everyone, well, they're just too busy with things not going well, right? So I can tell you from my own personal experience, the best time to serve in your community is when things aren't going well, because it'll allow you to understand how good you really have it when you think things aren't going well, because there's a lot of people out there a lot worse off. It also allows you to reconnect with your faith, because when you see those types of things, you'll stop and thank the Lord for blessing you with different things than you're seeing in front of you by serving others out there. Now, I know there's a lot of people that have kind of frown on their face when they see people begging on the corners with a cardboard sign and a cup. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not always excited about it, but I've come to know that if the light turns red and I'm there, God wants me to do something. So if there's something I can do for them, I will. And I'm not supposed to judge on what they're going to do with the donation that I make. Sort of like any kind of nonprofit organization that you make a donation to. You shouldn't be judging what's going to happen with that donation. You just should be offering that donation. And I can tell you, it's a lot easier to say that than it is to do it, because we are human and it is not easy. But today you're going to learn some things from Tracy, who is actually she's a director of development for this organization. And there's things that take place for people in the community that are so much needed that we don't even think about it, especially when times are going good for us, because we don't ever think about anything but smiling when things are going good. And when things are going bad, we don't think of anything but maybe feeling sorry for ourselves or seeing how we could get out of it, get out from under it. And the last thing we'll do is, the last thing we seem to do is trust God for a long period of time with the things that we need to happen in our lives, because we're always in a hurry. And I guess we could blame it on the society we live in, but at the end of the day, we all have to be accountable, right? So I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with Tracy Seals, who is an award-winning small business entrepreneur. And, you're going to be excited to hear what she has to say. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. And in the meantime, folks, go on Facebook and give us a like. Tough Talk Radio Network on Facebook. We'll be right back after this short break.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone, and if you missed the opening of the show, this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and the title of today's show is Serving in the Community. And our special guest today is Tracy Seals, who, as mentioned, is an award-winning small business entrepreneur. She's also an international speaker, and she is the CEO of Re-Entertained, I think I got that correct, the enterprises who has worked within the private sector as well as government sector in the business industry. She currently works for Katy Christian Ministries, as I mentioned, as their development director, and she serves as an advocate for independent artists, providing speaking engagements to help them understand the true effects of having business in the music industry. So without wasting any more time, I want to welcome Tracy to the show. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony, so much for having me. It's such a blessing to be on your platform today.
Well, Tracy, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting you at a networking event called KD Business Association, who is another big part of our community in the Katy area here. And there's some things that I've been doing some research on and that I didn't know about you. I just thought that you were a superstar at Katy Christian Ministries, which you are, but there's a lot more that you do, and we're going to talk about all those things. But before we get started, what I'd like to do is let people know, they know that you're calling in from the Katy area. Where are you from originally?
I am originally from Houston, Texas. I grew up in Missouri City. However, depending on which parent worked late, I live in between South Houston as well as near outside of downtown Houston. So it depends on which grandparent, you know, whose house we were raised at. But from Missouri City, Texas, moved out into the Katy area back in 2007, and I kind of lived in that area until I was called away about 5 years ago to work up and down the East Coast. But I'm right back in Katy, where I just absolutely love the community and the people within it. So I've been back in Katy for the past 5 years now.
And so we have a lot to talk about on the show because you do a lot of things, but I first want to touch on Katy Christian Ministries and how you got involved with them and how you became their development director.
Absolutely. So about a couple of years ago, I used to be on the prayer team for KSDJ, and I first learned about the Katy Christian Communities at a Christmas festival that the city of downtown Katy has. And I was like, this is such a wonderful organization, and just helping out the people in the community when they're less fortunate are going through troublesome times. So I came to Katy Christian Ministries about 6 months ago today, actually 6 months ago today, wow, and kind of was introduced to the executive director, Daisy Crespo, by another community partner that I work at in the Fort Bend area. They were looking for a business development director. It was an actual new position to the organization. And I sent over my resume, met with Daisy. And within days of just meeting with her, she was like, we'd like to bring you on the board. We really feel you'll be a valuable asset to the organization. But more so, she saw the passion that I have for helping individuals and the, as far as the passion of just helping them, but just the God-given passion that she saw in me. And we both said it was divine intervention. I was praying for some work and just to utilize my talent and the path that God had for me. And they were looking for someone, so It was nothing but short of what God's plan that he had for both of us.
So you mentioned that you depended on which parent worked late, what part of town you spent with your grandparents.
Yes.
Is this something that you found early on in life that you were someone that liked helping others? Did this come natural? Did something take place that made you become that way?
So it's kind of a twofold there. And it's so funny when I tell the story, people look at me like, how did you go from one plateau to the next plateau? Because I actually was raised by a family of educators. All of my mother's side of the family, everyone was in education, everyone taught. When I graduated college, I thought that literary arts degree that I had gotten, I was going to go and be a teacher. I learned very early on that I did not like other people's children. I'm like, this is not going to work out for me. So from that path, it led me to go on to I wanted to help people because I felt that, well, by me being a teacher, I can help people. But then I was like, yeah, this is not going to work out for me. So I went into the field of healthcare. I went on to nursing school. From nursing school, I went on to be a orthopedic physician assistant, and I had a long span in healthcare for like 20 years. And people are like, you don't even look that old. But I was in healthcare for 20 years, and that's where I kind of got my grassroots of this is my calling. I want to help people. I sustained having bilateral carpal tunnel, so I couldn't do surgery anymore. But I knew I was able to train people and educate them on surgical principles, acceptance. So that's how I got into the adult education sector and went on to work in compliance and healthcare and accreditation. So I worked on the educational sector for a minute, and then I saw that there was not a lot of sustainability in working and what I was doing. And I was able to go into the nonprofit sector and using those transferable skills as far as the development and also the grant writing, the structuralization of a business. I was able to bring that from the business, from the for-profit world into the nonprofit world. And my calling still preceded me as helping people in the nonprofit world. So that's how I kind of got into all of this.
Well, I had met you also at the Westside Christian Chamber at Belhaven University, and I believe you are an alumni. I think you were working at Belhaven at the time as well, right?
So I was an alumni of their master's program. I did come back to Belhaven to do some courses, or teach some marketing courses there. But at the time, the previous president, they were transitioning. So I was offered, but then something happened and it wasn't secured. So that's how I ended up leaving there. But they just knew me because the time I was there, I was really bubbly. I was very studious. I kind of made the dean's list every year that I was there, or every quarter, and I just told myself, you know, when I want to give back, so let me go get some experience in this, and I want to come back and give back, so I want to come back and I want to teach here, and that's what happened. But when the previous president, I don't know what happened, but the position was kind of put on hold, if you will.
Okay, so let's talk about, I want to talk about serving in the community. And before we're done this interview, I want to know more about Re-Entertained and the innovative technology and that you're going to be presented at here in 2019 as well. So let's talk about serving in the community. Tell us about Katie Christian Ministries and what it is that you actually do there.
Absolutely. So to your listeners who are not aware, Katy Christian Ministries is one of the longest self-sustaining nonprofits in the Katy area. We've been around for 35 years. We were actually founded by 9 churches who saw that there was a disparity in the community as far as helping individuals who were indigent. So these 9 churches got together, formed KCM, and from there, the organization just grew. So now we have 52 church partners. We've expanded on our programs there. So some of our programs are social services, which helps individuals who are of low income, if they're needing assistance for paying their rent. We also have ESL classes, and we have our homework assistance programs. And we also have a crisis intervention program that helps individuals recover from domestic violence, sexual assault, as well as human sex trafficking. And we have our food pantry, which in the Katy area that we serve, and we serve 3 counties. So we're kind of the tri-county nonprofit. We serve Harris, Fort Bend, and Waller County. And our food pantry in Katy is the only food pantry that has the Food for Change market. And that actually is a market that the clients get a prescription from their doctor if they are on a certain type of diet. So if they're on a cardiac diet, a renal diet, a diabetic diet, they shop in this particular part of the food pantry, which has healthy eating alternatives. And who doesn't want to eat healthy nowadays, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we have our 2 resale stores. And our 2 resale stores help us with our sustainability of our program. Because every dollar that we get in to KCM, 91% goes back into the community. So only 9% of any dollar that comes in goes towards our administration and salaries. So everything goes back into the community. And so what I do at KCM, I am the individual that comes in to help bring that engagement of just different businesses and let them know why they should partner with KCM and why we would love to be their charity of choice. And also help with the fund development of the organization. So I do research and I see, okay, what should we do to raise dollars for KCM? What events that we have work out? What events do not work out? So all these things that incorporate in that kind of go, let's do a market analysis. Let's do a financial analysis. Let's integrate programs that are going to help us with sustainability and just help us grow in the area. And as you know, Katy is growing, and because we've been around the longest, we want to make sure that we're keeping up with the trends of the market, we're keeping up with the business trends, and we're growing in those aspects.
Well, I know that all organizations have their ups and downs. And I've watched KCM, as I mentioned before, my son worked for them, and I still know some of the drivers there and some of the people running the First Street store in Old Katy as well. And it's a great organization. It really is. And it's great to see it being revitalized again. It's coming back around. It kind of took a little bit of a dip there for a while. And it
Absolutely.
Just seems like they got everything back in place. And I mentioned that you guys have moved your main building to another location, which is right by my house, which is really cool. But the fact of it is it's good to see it on the upswing. Some of the things that I always ask my guests to send me some questions that they want to go over or talk about. And you, one of the things was serving in the community. And I know that you're a big advocate of that with KCM, but I think that one of the questions that you sent me in really has something to do with today's world, is that bridging the gap of Christianity and corporate America. And I look at corporate America as, the other guys, what you see on TV, what everybody thinks the world is ran on or the nation is ran on. So that's a big gap. Can we talk about that a little bit, bridging the gap of Christianity and corporate America?
Absolutely. And as I stated earlier, my role it is to oversee what our getting our funds will look like. And when you're going to these different corporations and you're looking at their corporate responsibility, you never see anyone saying that, oh, we want to give to any type of faith-based organization. But you have Christians that work there. You have Christians who every time they go to church and they're tithing half of their paycheck, well, 10% of their paycheck goes to their tithing. So my dream is to just have some of these corporations understand that there's some type of affiliation of their corporate sponsor that needs to go to faith-based, whatever your faith may be. If it's Catholicism, if it's Judaism, if it's Muslim, if their core responsibility states that we practice diversity and inclusion, but you leave out religion, there's a problematic gap into that. You can't say that you are diverse if you don't highlight the different religion aspects of it. So when I talk to corporations, I always bring. I said, "Well, your corporate responsibility states this that you are you practice diversity and inclusion. Well, we're a faith-based organization. How can we be involved with that if your verbiage doesn't state it?" So it's more so opening that eye and making them rethink their aspects of it. And when you put things into perspective, you can change someone's mind.
Yeah, and I would imagine it's a little bit it's a hard door to open with corporate because of everybody has I don't know the right way to politically phrase it, but you know, everybody's against everything. And
absolutely.
So they have to kind of be careful on what they do. So if you can get a corporation, like you're saying, to stand up to those values, it might make it easier for people like yourself to get that process moving. So I applaud you for that. There's a question here that I just can't get away from. Things that your father told you. Now, I'm a parent, and there's a lot of parents out there listening to the show, and you know, they never say that their kids, well, they never hear it out loud anyway, that their kids told them something worth of value. What are some of the things that your father told you that you need to make sure that others know?
Absolutely. So my father is a minister, and I was pretty much raised in church back to my father and my grandfather. And let me just say this. I have many favorite scriptures in the Bible. But one of my favorite scriptures that I always is my go-to, besides John, 3:16, is Isaiah 6:8. And Isaiah 6:8, this is when Isaiah is having a conversation with God, and he says, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, here I am, send me." And that's one of the things that my dad always said, be a blessing to others, serve individuals, and also have those grassroots of individuals that are like-minded. And I think by surrounding myself with those individuals, it has helped me so much, just not in my spiritual journey, but my career base. I worked at one place and I was doing well there. The money was great, but they were not like-minded. And I tell you, I stayed there 9 months. I said, okay, I got to go. This is not aligned with what God has for me. And that's one of the things that we have to be very cognizant is being aligned with certain things. It's just like a marriage. If you're not equally yoked with that person, you're not aligned with God, that marriage is not going to work. Just as in business, if you have a business partner, if you and that business partner are not aligned, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
If you are serving in the community, if you're serving the community and people that you're serving with is not aligned, then it's not going to work. It's just you're going to constantly be waging this battle between belief, between good, between, what this person wants and what you want. It has to be aligned. And that's why every morning at KCM, we have prayer before we start our day. We just want to make sure that we're aligned with what we have to do for that day and that we're guided. And it works.
Let me ask you this. You have prayer in the morning before you start your job. But just so the listeners out there know this, that doesn't mean that you don't stop and pray anymore the rest of the day, because life is never that simple.
Oh, yeah. So, no, we do, if I'm going out and about and that meeting didn't go good, or before I walk into that meeting, I have a quick prayer in the car. If something doesn't go right at work and I have a quick prayer at my desk, so absolutely, prayer is throughout the day. So, you pray without ceasing, especially in traumatic times. And that's another thing that my dad is probably one of the most optimistic people that I know. He's just so optimistic about everything. Because, I'm going through health problems right now, and my dad's like, but it's going to be okay. God has you. And every time I feel down about something, I just remember that God has me. And I had to just tell my little brother this the other day, because something's going on in his job. I said, yeah, but what would Dad say? He'll say, God has you. He's just so optimistic about everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's awesome.
And I applaud that. And I applaud that in him.
Okay, so we run out of time fast on this show, Tracy. So the one thing I want to make sure I talk about today is you have written a book called The Day I Thought I Was in Control of My Life, But God Said, Ha. Let's talk about that.
So I was going through a very dark time in my life, And, you know, you have a lot of people who reflect things spiritually and how they were led to turn things around. And so I wanted to get these feelings out, get these emotions out, but I think in my other life I might have been a comedian. So I wrote this book of some traumatic things that happened in my life. Had to have a family meeting to let my dad know, hey, I'm writing this book. This book is going to come out, but there are some things in there that you didn't know about your child. But Dad, it's funny. It's going to be great. You're going to look, you know, I turned tragedy into laughter because laughter is the best medicine, right? And he just looks at me like, what'd you do? Dad, trust me, it's nothing bad. It's nothing that's going to embarrass you. But I just wanted to, you know, those are times in our lives when, you know, we think we are in control of it. But we forget that God has his own plan for us. So, yeah. I thought I was in control of a lot of this stuff, but God was like, yeah, right. You think you're going to do it that way, but I'm going to take you this way. And you and all the thing you do is sit back and laugh at it because it's funny. It's like, okay, God, yeah. You play too much.
And the problem with us is, and it's only because we're not as smart as God and never will be even close, but it takes a period of time to get through the challenges or the things that we experience, good, bad, or otherwise, before we can look back down the path and say, oh, now I get it. Because we were too busy in the middle of it not to see where God was going, or we're in too much of a hurry not to let God help us through it on his timing. And I know for myself, and a lot of people out there might have the same problem, I'm impatient. You know, I'm constantly, you know, I pray in the morning, but I talk to God all day long just so I don't lose my mind sometimes. But, you know, he might not get back to me with the answer that I need or wanted or any kind of response for a month. And then we seem to take things into our own hands. And I think that's where we see the ha in it, you know, because God does have a funny sense of humor. He'll let us do whatever we want, and then he'll come back and steer us right back into where he wanted us to be. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we're blessed for that, but it's always hard to remember it. Where can people buy this book?
So if they're looking to purchase a book, they can definitely visit www.areyouentertainedenterprises.com, and they can get the book there. And they can look me up on Instagram at Tracy Speaks, and there should be a link there, and Are You Entertained Radio on Instagram as well, and it's the same on Twitter. They can just get it there. And if they want any other information about KCM, they can visit www.ktcm.org. And they can find out links to make a donation or check on any of our events that we have going on as well.
Now, what kind of events in the next 4 to 6 weeks does KCM have going on, if any?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we have September 24th at Palacio Maria is our 15th annual Transforming Lives Gala. Which individuals, they can still purchase tickets, sponsorships, opportunities there. And on October the 9th at Katie Nissan is our Silent Witness Kickoff Fundraiser. And that's going to be from 5 to 8 at Katie Nissan on I-10 and Pin Oak. And our Silent Witness is actually a memorandum of those who lost their lives in the state of Texas for the year 2018. So every year it's done in memorandum of the people who lost their lives the previous year.
Well, Tracy, there's a lot going on in your life, and so I find it interesting that you have the upbeat personality and the strength to continue it every day. What do you think your secret is?
You know, it has to be just prayer, meditation, and surrounding myself with those who believe in everything that I'm attempting to achieve. And people such as yourself.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, well, I mean, just giving me the opportunity to talk about serving and why I serve, and that just keeps me motivated to do more.
Well, I think you're awesome, and I can't wait to see you at either the Chamber or the KBA meetings that are here in the area. And I'm posting up stuff on Facebook, so hopefully people will go and donate and buy a ticket to the event.
Yes,
so
please.
That they can learn more about how they can get involved. And I mentioned in the beginning of the show is when I started serving in the community was a hard time in my life. It wasn't where I had just so much going on. It was just where I felt like I needed to do something. And I can tell you from my own experience, it really made a difference in my life. It allowed me to pursue my illness with a different mindset than if I was just sitting home on the couch. So I hope everybody takes an opportunity to think more about getting involved in that type of thing. And how can they email you personally to connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. So if anyone wants to connect with me personally, they could go to Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-E, Seals, S-E-A-L-S, Speaks, at gmail.com. Or if they need to email me in regards to KCM, it is Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-E, .Seals, S-E-A-L-S, at ktcm.org.
Awesome. Well, we really thank you for your time today. I look forward to seeing
you
again.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
It's my pleasure, and we will see you soon.
Okay, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Great show.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Folks, we're going to take a short break and come back and wrap up the show, so just stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Make sure, before you go anywhere, is KTCM.org, 15th annual gala coming up September 24, 2019. You're going to want to do that. Purchase tickets today. Purchase tickets for someone that you know that needs the opportunity to feel good about serving. We'll be right back after this here very short commercial break.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on all things franchising.
All right, make sure to check it out on Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find All Things Franchising. You can find House Talk with the show that I do with my wife. It took me, close to 10 years to talk her into doing a co-host and a show with me, and super excited about that. We talk a lot about how we're in the remodeling business, so we do a lot of DIY tips and some decorating tips, what's new, what's old, and what to be aware of, and how we can connect you with contractors that might be able to help you. Great show today. Tracy Seals, as I mentioned before, she's an award-winning small business entrepreneur. She's done her time in college. She's done her time in the community. She's big time at the Katie Christian Ministries. She's a big help to that organization by being the director of their development. She also works with speakers. There's a lot that we didn't even get to, so we're going to have her back on the show. But make sure to connect with her, okay? And remember, you can go to ktcm.org. There is a September 24th at 6 p.m. There's a 15th annual gala, and you're going to want to check it out, and you're going to want to bring someone there. Also, there's resale stores, and places to donate. There's always something in the garage or the attic that you surely get tired of walking by or saying you're going to get rid of it. Donate it. My name is Tony Gambone. This is a great show today. And remember, one of the things that Tracy mentioned, Isaiah 6 and 8. Read it today. Make that your chapter, make that your verse you read today, and try to follow it a little bit this week and make yourself better for it. Make sure that you leave for work tomorrow with the attitude that you're going to see who you can serve and what you can do in your community to help others be served. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio. We look forward to seeing you next Sunday here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Make sure to have a blessed week, and we will see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.